Good morning. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayetze. We have, I think, here a defining character trait that differentiates Esav from Yaakov. In this week's parsha, at the beginning of the parsha, as soon as Yaakov leaves his house, we have the pasuk that tells us the famous pasuk, "Vayishka b'malkom mahum v'yachlam v'hinei sulam mutzav arza," that Yaakov fell asleep in this place in Har HaMoriah of Har HaBayis. And he had a dream of the famous ladder. Rashi points out over here, Vayishka b'malkom ahu loshon miut. It's coming to exclude something. What is it excluding? That ba'osa malkom shachav. There he slept. The val yudalad shanam shashimish b'beis ever lo shachav b'alayla shu haya osuk b'torah. The entire 14-year period of him learning, preparing himself for life in yeshiva and shem v'ever, he did not sleep at night at all. This was the first time he slept in 14 years at night. So we see Yaakov, as was expressed in last week's parasha, Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, Yaakov is somebody who uses his time, every minute is accounted for. And we see that constantly throughout that parasha when he goes to the house of Lavan, he works straight, diligently for his boss at the time, and expresses that idea at the end of the parasha, where he told Lavan explicitly that he worked for him day and night. So we see Yaakov here as a quintessential masmid. And that didn't come from anywhere or from nowhere. Avram also, as the pasuk says, "Va'avram zakin ba bayamim," and the Zohar actually says in that pasuk, "Avram zakin ba bayamim," that Avram was somebody zakin ba bayamim means that he used every single day. He calculated every single day of his life, and was able to use it in the service of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas in the Sif Seichaim of Chaim Friedlander, Zatzal tells us, based on a Tosfos, that when the pasuk describes Esav, on the other hand, it says Ish Tzayid, that Yaakov, Esav, was a hunter. And what Tosos explains, based on the Targum Unkelis, the hunter means that he was lazy. He sat around waiting for animals to become trapped into his trap, and then he was able to successfully take them. However, he's defined as Ish Tzayid because he was lazy, because he wasted time. And that, I think, is really the defining feature of Klal Yisrael, right? That Klal Yisrael are known as a people, as a nation who are amelim, who are constantly succeed, whether it be in business, whether it be in science, and obviously, l'havdil, in Torah, we are amelim in Torah. That's why we make bracha every single morning, la'asuk b'divrei Torah. It's not l'mod Torah, it's la'asuk, that the whole point of learning and life in general is to be osik, is to delve in, to use our time wisely, as opposed to Western culture, believes in just wasting time, enjoying life, and not actually calculating every moment. So I think, obviously, this week also, this weekend, where we have time off, Thanksgiving, that might be a time to take the lessons of Yaakov and to actualize all of our free time, or a little bit to work on ourselves a little bit. I think everybody in their own life can agree that we could do a little bit more of a cheshbon hanefesh in how we use our time. We should be zochet to be able to use our time wisely. Admei v'esrim, have a good Shabbos.